Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a good question for an atheist is to ask him after having a delicious meal if he believes there was a cook. We appreciate the opportunity of being with you again today. It's always good to study from the Bible, and we look forward to the opportunity of talking to you about the Word of God. Let's return now to our study, and we were looking at the term fool and the fact that you and I ought to be very careful before we use that term referring to someone round about us. Jesus said, "Don't call any man fool, because the person who does shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, it is not my part, and it is not my desire, to speak of a person as being a fool." Yet at the same time, the Bible gives to us descriptions that talk about foolishness that is in the heart of a person. If that's true then, and the Bible, given by God who knows all things, knows what's in our mind, if the Bible talks about a person's actions as being foolish, then, of course, you can just mark it down. That's foolish activity. The person who denies the existence of God falls into that category. God, looking down upon mankind, makes this observation. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." Psalms 14 and verse 1. Why would it be so that the Bible would refer to a person who denies the existence of God as being foolish? Well, the answer is simply this. The person who's made that conclusion must deny all the evidence there is that there is a higher being. When he begins denying that evidence, if he'll be honest with himself, he'll begin to see that he has taken upon himself a job that is overwhelming, and there is no way that he can legitimately, logically deny all the existence of God's, or all the signs that tell us of God's existence. Let me point out to you that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. All you'd need to do is to observe the universe about you, and you're impressed with the greatness of our God. The things that are so amazing about our universe are not things that just happened as a matter of chance. They are things that were created and were done in a particular manner that expresses the wisdom and the design of the one who is the Maker. God made all things, and he made all things as he wanted those things to be. And so the wisdom of God is demonstrated in the universe about us. For a person to look at that and say, "Well, there is no design, no wisdom involved in it," is just really rather foolish. And so the Bible describes the person who does that in that way. The evidence is not just in the trees and the rocks and the canyons and things that have to do with the world about us, but the evidence is very clear even in the existence of mankind. Man is here not as a matter of chance. Man is here because God made man. Jesus alluded to that in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 4, when he said, "He which made them male and female." So in the beginning, God created the man and he created the woman and he placed them in the garden. God was the maker. They didn't just spring up. And the wisdom that they had and the wisdom that people have today is not a matter of some evolutionary process, but rather at the fact that God is their maker. God, then, is the creator. Look at man and look at what we see in the design, well, for instance, of the eye. Look at the wisdom behind. the eye, and look at how complicated it is. Those who study the eye all of the time are aware of the fact that there are things they are learning all the time about that which God created. What does all of that say? It says there's wisdom behind the human body. If there's wisdom behind the human body, there's wisdom behind the universe that surrounds that body, then wouldn't it be foolish for a person to deny the existence of God? And yet there are some people who do that. A number of reasons might be around that would tell us why a person would deny the existence of God. I could imagine that the person who doesn't want to submit to the will of God would be one of the persons who would be happy if he could prove that God does not exist, because that would mean there would never be a time that he will have to account for his actions to the one who made the universe. So the person who goes around saying there is no God isn't a person who spends his time in doing good things and right things. He has no standard of right and wrong. I heard a person one time on radio trying to say that we were totally wrong when we said that the atheist has no moral standards. Well, let me ask you, is that totally wrong? Where did he get a moral standard? The best he can say is that he made it up himself. Or maybe some other man made it up. Or maybe a group of men made it up. But that wouldn't be infallible, would it? It would be a standard that is subject to change, and one that someone could argue with and argue effectively against. But if God is the originator of moral standards, then where does the atheist stand? He's outside of that moral standard, and he doesn't have any reason for doing good things. I heard one of these men one time make an observation like this. He said, anything that you find to be pleasant and that doesn't violate laws that society has put in place is all right and legitimate for a person. Well, you think about that for a minute, and wonder in your own mind how far you could go with that. Just anything that you find to be pleasant is all right? Well, if I would say, here's something that I don't believe in, it's wrong to lie. Well, somebody's going to come along and say, where did you give a right to say that it's wrong to lie? Are you the judge? And don't I have as much right to set up my own standard as you do? And so here we go, everybody doing what they want to do, and no standard of right and wrong. But if there's a God who said, thou shalt not lie, then it just seems pretty clear to me there's a moral standard there that is set by God that man can't come along and disannul. So when a person makes their own rules, they can ignore their own rules. But if God made the rules, that's a different story, isn't it? No wonder then the atheist comes along with the idea that everybody has a right to their own thinking and their own thoughts in regard to what is morally right and what is morally wrong. Thus every person becomes a standard in his own eyes. He decides for himself what is right and what is wrong. If he decides it's all right to lie, and I still believe that it's wrong to lie, well, who's right? If God's the standard, then God has made the difference, hasn't he? But if we are equal, and both of us have a right to our own views on this matter, is it true that for some people lying is fine, for another person lying is not all right? Wouldn't you hate to live in this community if the standard of no God were adopted by everybody. The rapist, the person who's a murderer, the person who has no regard for your property, wants to steal what is yours, he wouldn't have any restrictions whatever, would he? God is the standard, and the atheist has no standard. We appreciate being with you today, and we remind you it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.